Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasir Jengda. We probably have spent quite a bit of time together here on the Qalam Institute podcast, specifically the series covering the prophetic biography, the seerah, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I wanted to take a little, opportunity here to thank each and every single one of you for subscribing to the Qalam Institute podcast and for listening regularly and consistently and for really keeping up with all the podcasts, particularly the podcast on the seerah, the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is our longest running series. But alhamdulillah, now there are other tremendous series that you can benefit from, such as Beginning of Guidance from Mufti Hussein Kamani. And inshallah, we're going to have a lot of other really awesome series on the podcast here coming your way very, very soon, inshallah. I wanted to take a little bit of an opportunity to just share with you about what the podcast means to me personally and what it means to all of us here at Qalam. The podcast is a very special project here at Qalam. It is something that, you know, receives a lot of attention and dedication from everyone here at Qalam, particularly myself. This has been a focus of mine going all the way back to 2011. So alhamdulillah, for 5 years strong, we've been running the podcast, bringing sessions to you, recordings to you, podcasts to you on as regular of a basis as we can. And alhamdulillah, that's become pretty consistent and pretty regular, as of late and more recently, alhamdulillah. But obviously, you're familiar with the podcast and, you know, hopefully you've benefited from the podcast as well, and that's how you're listening to this particular recording in this session. I wanted to take just a little bit of your time to talk to you about another project that is really, really, you know, special to me, very near and dear to my heart, and has been the source of tremendous khair in my life, and alhamdulillah, has benefited quite a few other people, and I hope and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to keep it as a source of benefit for all of us, inshallah. And that project is called Meaningful Prayer. Meaningful Prayer was an idea back in 2007, where I thought quite a bit in my own community, you know, with my Sunday school kids, the kids I used to teach in Sunday school. Along with that, I had a youth group that I used to run as well. There were adults in the community, but it started primarily with the Sunday school kids. And I said, how do I really get them, motivated, inspired, interested in their prayer, in their salah? How do I go about in doing that? And I ended up realizing that many of these kids, particularly the ones who came from more, kind of practicing families and masjid going homes, they knew the prayer. They could recite everything that you're supposed to recite within your prayer, but they did not know what any of it meant. So they just felt like they were just reciting a bunch of empty words regularly, consistently, and it just did not have any meaning for them. It didn't mean anything to them. So I said, well, we need to fix this problem. We need to remedy this issue. So what I did was I started sitting with them every Sunday, one period I completely freed up, and I would sit with them and I would explain to them word by word the meaning of what they're saying in the prayer. And I would make them write it down. I would make them, repeat it back, like share it with one another, review it. And then I would give them the target of sharing this with someone during the week. And more often than not, they would end up, as soon as they got picked up by their parents, they would tell them, hey, guess what? Do you know what Allahu Akbar means? The parent would either be like, what? Or yes, or maybe, or well, what do you think it means? And then they would end up telling them, and parents would come to me saying, wow, that was amazing. My kid was talking to me about what Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen means, what the meaning of Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la is. And the kids themselves started to become very, extremely motivated to pray and started to become very regular about prayer. Well, this idea kind of snowballed and evolved from there. And from there, I did this with my youth group. I did this with my community. And then eventually, alhamdulillah, turned it into a seminar, a workshop, and then started traveling with it, around the country and eventually even outside of the country to other countries. And alhamdulillah, over the span of about 4 to 5 years, I was able to teach this seminar, Meaningful Prayer, in about 100 different locations, not just all across this country, but even other countries. And the last time I probably taught it in person, I believe, was 2013, I believe it was, the last time I taught it in person. So it's been quite some time. It's been 3 years. But one of the things that we were able to do, alhamdulillah, was record the seminar and then put it online as a class that people could take from anywhere in the world, which we call Meaningful Prayer Online. Yes, I know, very creative, alhamdulillah. I'll go ahead and take the credit for all the creativity on that one. But we ended up putting it online. Alhamdulillah, it's been online for 3 years now. And so far, we've had, thousands of people all across the world who have been able to take the class and the workshop and benefit from it and really be able to improve, their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by improving the quality of their prayers, gaining khushu' within their salah, within their prayers. So alhamdulillah, Meaningful Prayer Online is online again. And it's open for registration to where you can go, you can sign up. The course is actually running live right now and will continue to run, into the month of Ramadan. So what I wanted to request everyone to do is go to meaningfulprayer.com. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast, for a little while or a very long time, that alhamdulillah, you've been able to connect with maybe what I teach and how I teach and how I make an attempt to teach it. And so hopefully it's been a source of benefit for you. The other thing is our commitment to, making sure there's a maximum amount of benefit available to the community. So alhamdulillah, hopefully you've benefited from that as well. So go to meaningfulprayer.com, check out the class, sign up for the class inshallah, and I feel that you will tremendously inshallah benefit from the class, and it will be a source of great benefit to you and your spirituality and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, once again, it's meaningfulprayer.com. Go check it out. Hopefully sign up as well. And I'll see y'all during the Meaningful Prayer course, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Sorry for the little interruption with the short little message here. But inshallah, don't worry. You'll still be getting a recording of the Sirah podcast this week. And there's a cool little surprise coming on the podcast very, very soon. Mufti Hussain Kamani is doing a brand new, really awesome series that he's been researching a ton, called Stories of the Prophets or Lives of the Prophets, alayhi wassalatu wassalam. So it's going to be just a tremendously deep, profound, and beneficial series that is coming on the podcast very, very soon. So stay tuned to the podcast. Keep listening. Go to meaningfulprayer.com. And look forward to, staying in touch with all of y'all. And hopefully at some point or another getting to meet all of y'all in person as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.